Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. As we're here in the recording studio today, I was thinking just a little bit about how that God has seemed to be always there, present for us. He's taking care of us. Friend, I don't know what you're going through with today. Maybe you're going through a hardship in your life. Maybe you're having a great day. But just know this, that God is still God. He's on the throne and he's right there by your side. If you're born again today, God's got you in the palm of his hands, and you're going to be all right. Hope this will be a blessing to you. We've got the Coates family up. They're going to be singing, Let Me Tell You About Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful
Savior.
Let
me tell you about
Jesus.
How he saved my soul
and he made me whole.
Well, he took away my burden.
Today we're going to continue the message we began yesterday on what to do when you got the moly grubs. We're actually looking at Psalms chapter number 77. It says it's a psalm of Asaph, and we're talking about how that Asaph seems to be down, and he's discouraged. And so as we look at the text today, we're looking at certain causes, what causes the moly grubs. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. So at this time, we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Asaph is writing what appears to be out of a dark hour in his life. He's telling us, hey, this thing called life is not a bed of roses. Living the Christian life is not easy. He's saying to us in 2022 that you're going to have trouble, you're going to run into hardship, you're going to run into heartache. I think tonight if you go across the room, it'd be amazing tonight to walk around and ask you what your problems are. I would say that every single one of us have some form of problem. The problem is this, we get the moly grubs and there's causes to getting the moly grubs. He's hanging in the balance. I think Asaph, if you look at his life, he's hanging in the balance, and on one side he's got faith, and on the other side he's got despair, and he's wobbling back and forth. He sees his despair, but yet he sees God and how that God can greatly help him. How many's ever been there? You're in the world, amen, but you're not of the world, thank God. Amen, you've got a home that you're going to, but yet you're living in this place called earth and in this world that we live in, and it's a troublesome world. Have you ever been in a place where you know that God will help you, but yet the trouble that you is before you, it causes you to teeter-totter one way or the other? It seems that Asaph is describing his life like he's in a dark tunnel and can't seem to find the end, and there's no light that can be found. He's in the tunnel, it's dark, and he keeps walking, but yet he sees no light. If you get in that place of despair, friend, the mully grubs, you'll find yourself in a dark, dismal place. They say, well, preacher, what causes this feeling? What causes these attitudes of the mully grubs? Well, one of those feelings that seem to be prominent that the devil uses is the feeling of entrapment. The feeling of entrapment. You say, preacher, what is that feeling? Well, the feeling of being trapped in a job. Maybe you're in a place where you've made some moves and you've got this new job, or you've got this job and you feel trapped in that job, and there just seems to be like it's dead end and you're not going nowhere. And so you got this feeling of the mully grubs. I heard a man say one time, and I love this statement. He said, if you're griping more than you're encouraging, you need to get out. If you're griping about your situation or the place or whatever you're doing, if you're griping more about that thing, you either need to get rid of it or get away or get out, because, man, you're not doing any help, you're just doing harm. The feeling of being trapped. What about when it comes to finances? Boy, you say, preacher, now listen. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. We're living in a messed up world financially. I'm telling you, I've never seen. You can't even hardly do anything anymore without it being $100. I mean, you go to the pump, it's over $100. You go to buy a jug of milk, it's over $100. You say, you're buying, I feel like it, amen. I'm telling you, it seems like every time you can take your, I can take my family, this ain't no lie, I can take my family out to eat, it'd be over $50 easy. And you see, finance is a place where you seem to feel like you get trapped. And I tell you one thing, Brother Kevin, when you get this place of the job and you get trapped in the finances, you get all these things, this is what you feel. You get the mully grubs. You know, one of the number one causes of divorce today is finances. But there's a feeling of entrapment. Then what about this? What about being trapped in a bad relationship? Bad relationship. There's that feeling of entrapment. You know what? That'll cause you to be in the mully grubs, friend. That'll cause you to drop. I read an article I want to share with you tonight. I read this article by Pastor Stewart. He gave an illustration of a man named Ed Greer. Now, I want you to think real closely tonight, God. What I'm saying to you is the truth about the mully grubs. I'm just going to give you an illustration of a man who got to the place where he got so down that he felt no worth. Now, listen to this. The Chicago Tribune told him a story of Ed Greer. He had a good job, a white-collar job with Hughes Aircraft Company in California. Nevertheless, he felt miserable. He hated his work, and he was feeling pressure from his wife and his father. He vanished without telling anyone of his plans. He assumed another name and moved to Houston, getting a regular job with a small oil exploration firm. Meanwhile, his wife divorced him in absentia. He didn't even show back up. And so finally, 7 years after Greer abandoned his family and career, the FBI called up to him. In an interview, the 40-year-old Greer tried to explain his actions. This is what he said. He said, I felt trapped. I didn't like my life. I felt trapped. I didn't like my life. What did he do? He left his life and began anew. I'm telling you tonight that Satan so clearly will have your mind wrapped up and warped in the thoughts of just leaving it all behind. Friend, what you don't realize is this, that when you get to wherever you're going, your problems is going to follow you to wherever you go. that what happened, he felt that entrapment, he left, he went to Houston, but I'm going to tell you what happened. He is carrying that family in his mind. He can never get rid of that thought, I've left home, I've left my family, they're all behind. Now listen, how many can identify? Sometimes you just want to pick up and leave, amen. You don't know what I'm talking about. Listen, dads, there's a feeling of unappreciation at the home sometimes. You work hard, you put the food upon the table, and everybody comes in, they throw the shoes down, and they walk in, and they grab the slop, and they eat it, and they go to bed and never say thank you. Lights is on, the beds is tucked in, amen, and everybody's happy, amen. But yet, nobody says thank you. It's an unappreciation. Maybe you thought, well, I'll just pack my junk, and I'll be gone. I'm just going to leave. I'll just leave. I'll just get out of the situation. I'll get out of here. What about it, moms? Moms, you got that job. Maybe some of you are working a job. Then you come home and you got the clothes and everything's piled up, dishes everywhere and all them things going on. And that seemed like the house is a mad place. Before you know it, you got the molly grubs. Ain't nobody in here appreciates what I do. Ain't nobody loves me. Ain't nobody. Hey, hello? You say, preacher, what do I do? Well, you got that feeling of entrapment, and there's a feeling on the inside, if you'll be honest with yourself, that just makes you want to get in the car and drive away and just leave all of your problems behind. So what causes the molly grubs? I think that one of the tools that Satan uses is the feeling of confinement, entrapment. But also, listen, David said this, in the day of my trouble I sought the Lord, my sore ran in the night and ceased not, my soul refused to be comforted. Asaph seems to say, no matter where I went, what I was doing, I just could not get away from my trouble. It seemed to follow me everywhere that I went. And he said, look, I've come before the Lord, and the trouble's still there. I did all these things, but the trouble's still, I cannot get away from this trouble. One of the causes, I believe, of the molar group seems to be the feeling of being trapped. And in this entrapment, there's a cause of depression. You get this state of depression. I don't want to bore you to death tonight. I'm not going to do that, but I want you to know this, that one of my, and this is staggering, I believe that the statistics here says that depression strikes about 10 million Americans within a six-month period. 10 million Americans are suffering tonight from depression. You say, preacher, whoa, there's a lot going on in the world. Look at what Satan has done with us. I want you to think about it for just a minute. You think about the generation before us. They were a blessed generation, no doubt, but they didn't have what we've got. They didn't have the means of internet. They didn't have the means of phones. They didn't have the means of transportation as we've got. Look, I want you to look. They didn't have airplanes. They didn't have cars. They had all those things. But look at where we're at today. We're the most blessed generation and the most troubled generation at the same time. What's happened is Satan has influenced us to such a degree of prosperity that now we don't even count our blessings anymore. The little things that once was important are now become a burden to us. I remember Papa talking about, y'all remember him talking about the grasshopper would become a burden. Seems like everything in the world has become a burden now. And it's troublesome. They were saying that depression is probably, it's a big money maker. Big money maker. I want you to just think about it for just a moment. Think about in the moments of depression, when somebody gets the molly grubs, they get depressed, what do? They turn to substance abuse. They turn to tobacco. They turn to drugs. They turn to sex. They turn to everything else. When in the middle of your depression, you're going to turn to something. The one thing that's got the church away from the things of God is depression. They've so depressed that they don't want to go. And they've isolated themselves at home.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.